For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
See ML Sports Platter all across the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review, as we are brought to you by our great friends over at Bonnet Sales and Service, CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, and Elevate Fitness of Syracuse. Hey, go get your membership today to Elevate Liverpool and DeWitt locations. They've got the walking track, the pool, the sauna and recovery room in Liverpool. It's an awesome place to be. DeWitt's got the bistro. They've got full weight centers all across the board. You can do private personal training lessons. You can join classes across the board. You can host your birthday parties at Elevate as well. Awesome stuff. Live music at the bistro really all the time. It's just a great place to be, and it's the official gym of the ML Sports Platter. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. So I've done it with some select positions for the upcoming NFL draft, and I really want to hit on cornerback here, because I think it actually could be a really interesting draft for the corner position. And when you look at this position, it's kind of like, you know, the indirect It's kind of like the indirect edge rusher, right? Because we all know that the edge rusher has to get to the quarterback. You can argue the wide receiver or the edge rusher as the second most important position in football after the quarterback. But right after that in line, probably needs to be discussed that, you know, corner is right there because you've got to stop, you know, that number one wideout. You've got to stop Justin Jefferson. You've got to stop Ja'Marr Chase. You've got to stop, when healthy, Cooper Kupp. You've got to stop Deebo Samuel. You've got to stop Tyreek Hill. You've got to slow down Davante Adams. And in this draft, there are a couple of corners. Actually, there's a few corners I really, really like. Does anybody, by the way, have a better name in the draft than Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama? I mean, when he gets drafted, is the Kool-Aid pitcher guy going to like run through the wall behind him? That'd be pretty cool. Few guys to touch on. Quinyon Mitchell is really, from the beginning of the football season until now, has been a guy who everybody just loves. I haven't heard one bad thing from any draft expert, Dane Brugler, who, by the way, my God, what a job he does putting out the, you know, the full draft Bible, if you will, in terms of the beast, as they call it. I mean, you're talking about, you know, not just evaluation, not just scouting. You're talking about going back to like high school days, pre-high school, talking to junior high coaches, development people. I mean, it is, I don't read it cover to cover. I don't have time. Snippets for sure. And I do have my athletic subscription, but, you know, you can kind of get lost in, you know, on that app and on that website in a good way. And I read all the sports there, and there's so much out there with content now to like read and listen to and podcasts and this and that, that I just can't sit down and read a full thing like that these days, but snippets for sure. And it's just amazing what he does. It's an everyday job for 365 days a year. It's really, really remarkable. But whether it's Dane Brugler or it's Daniel Jeremiah or whoever, you know, everybody loves Quinyon Mitchell. They really do. Mid-major school be damned. 6 foot, 200 pound. He excelled in the pre-draft. You know, Senior Bowl, tremendous. Second fastest 40-yard dash of the corners at the combine. You know, this whole level of competition thing, I think people need to finally stop with this. It doesn't matter if you play at a small school. It doesn't matter if you don't play 8 games against the SEC. It does not matter. If you are good, you're good. If you're great, you're great. If you're elite, you're elite. That is the bottom line. I keep reminding people of Jackson State's Walter Payton, Mississippi Valley State's Jerry Rice, North Texas State's Mean Joe Green, okay? I don't see Alabama, Georgia, USC, you know, Michigan, Ohio State in that conversation. If you're good, you're good. He is a guy who really reads and closes fast. He breaks on the ball. Really good frame, recovery burst and speed, everything that you look for, you know, body control, jump balls, hands, flash, ability. You know, he had 32 pass breakups over the last 2 seasons, which led the country. He will be the first corner taken for sure. There are a bunch of other good ones in here, man. I mean, Terrion Arnold is outstanding as well. He's about the same size, 6 foot 190. He's really been emerging lately, tough, long. He's a press guy. That's when he's best. He's got great ball skills, 50-50 guy. He's also a guy who is a big-time run defender. He loves contact, played at Alabama. He's got the pedigree. So he's going to be a guy who will be taken off the board probably in the first round or very early in the second. Nate Wiggins is 6'1", 180 out of Clemson, and he's the only corner to run a sub 4.3 in the 40 with a mark of 4.28. Wicked speed. When he gets an interception, he's in the end zone before you can blink. He's got great stop power for his size. Everybody remembers the goal line fumble that he forced in the game against North Carolina. He's just got an unbelievable A-plus motor and effort in terms of pursuit. He'll be a date, you know, he'll be a round two guy. The guy who a lot of people really think, though, might sneak up past the aforementioned three, including the lead dog in Quinyon Mitchell, is Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean, he's a legit 6'1", 205. Every possible ounce of this guy's body is made to make plays. With speed, natural hands, unbelievable cover guy, and tremendous in the return game. He is a, oh, there's the ball. I have great hands and instincts. I might not be as big and physical as, you know, players of yesteryear. He's as big and physical as all the corners in this draft, however. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to get it. He returned three of his five picks for touchdowns in 2022, and he took back a punt for a touchdown in 23. Special teams, corner, length burst, underneath coverage, really tremendous. You can put him in any scheme, any position. He's versatile. You could probably even mess with him and put him at safety. Lines up on the outside, over the slot, and you can do anything with him, right? He's a corner, but he's scheme and position, versatile, and not just on the boundary on the outside, but over the slot, and also played some strong safety at Iowa. This guy right here may be the most valuable corner. The best corner might be Quinyon Mitchell. The most valuable corner is Cooper DeJean. It's funny. I've heard Cooper DeJean, Cooper DeJean. I've heard it both ways. I think it's Cooper DeJean. But, wow. I mean, you want to talk about value. Holy smokes. I'm going to get to the rest of the corners in this draft coming up next on this episode, which is brought to you by your great friends at Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, and our tremendous friends over at the Cicero Golf Store, Route 11 in Cicero, New York. Hey, listen, if you're in and around Central New York and you're looking for something inside that golf bag, man, you got to get on over there. They've got top-of-the-line equipment from TaylorMade to Ping and everything in between. Plus, you can work on your game as well at the full driving range. They've got awesome stuff going on in terms of balls, tees, grips, clubs, you name it for your golf bag. You can improve your game with equipment. You can improve your game with instruction. You can improve your game warming up. They've got awesome Ray Cook Silver Ray putters available as well. The retail is $69, but they're only $59 at the Cicero Golf Shop. You're going to hear me call this the Cicero Golf Store or the Cicero Golf Shop. It's one and the same, of course. Get on over there, Route 11 in Cicero, if you're in and around the Central New York. And don't forget, if you like to play different golf courses throughout the year, the golf calendar card is available for the $35 discount rate right now to play all the best spectacular courses in and around Central New York. Get on over to Cicero Golf Shop. Hit some balls, grab some balls and tees in the store. Take a look at the equipment. The Tour Edge line is terrific as well, headed up by my man Trey Waluski as well. Kenny and Chuck doing a great job over there at Cicero Golf Shop. Go like them on Facebook and find all the deals at Cicero Golf Shop and work on your game as well. A proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. More on the cornerback room next on the MLSP.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Platter back with you, brought to you by our great friends over at Camillus Golf Club, Rosie's Corner, and Burton Ace Hardware. Get on over to Burton Ace Hardware today for everything you need inside and outside your home. Patio grills and pizza ovens, pool supplies, everything that you need for the upcoming spring and summer. It's all there at Burton Ace Hardware, Route 11 in front of the Burton Bridge if you're in and around the area. So some other guys to keep an eye on. You've got Ennis Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri. Again, another high motor player. Kool-Aid McKinstry, again, I mentioned him. a big time athlete and the coolest name probably in the draft. You know, again, all these guys, it seems like, have a couple of the big things that you want in a corner: length, instinct, ball hawk, returnability, fundamentally sound press, right? I mean, that's what they are, fundamentally sound press guys. They're all dangerous in terms of the special teams as well. McKinstry's like that with a return game as well. I would think that probably Rakestraw, McKinstry, you're probably looking at maybe third round type of a thing. And then all the other guys, Kamari Lassiter from Georgia could be a sneaky corner. Again, physical, wicked physical, played in the SEC. TJ Tampa out of Iowa State, Max Melton from Rutgers, Cam Hart from Notre Dame, one of the many, many Michigan guys to be drafted in the, you know, what are we going to have, 16, 18, 20 guys? Harbaugh has talked about that for quite a while in terms of Mike Sainristil. You've got Kyrie Jackson from Oregon. You've got, you know, the kid Pritchett from Auburn, Kalen Carson from Wake Forest, Elijah Jones from Boston College, DJ James from Auburn, Josh Newton from TCU, Dwight McLaughlin from Arkansas, DeAndre Prince from Ole Miss. Don't sleep on Florida State corner Renardo Green. He's probably more of a fifth round type of guy, but a guy who really, really, really could be a value pick if you're looking at, you know, adding depth and plugging and playing some special teams work as well. The same can be said for Andrew Phillips of Kentucky. Then you've got a few guys as well in terms of Tarheeb Still out of Maryland, Decca Marion Richardson from Michigan, or from, Mississippi State, Jarvis Brownlee Jr. from Louisville, and then Miles Harden from South Dakota. I don't know anything about him. So a lot of really, really top-end guys and some mid-level guys. I would probably argue that the cornerback position is the deepest in the draft outside of wide receiver. You know, wide receiver is going to continue to be, because of what they're doing in high school, what they're doing at the collegiate level, what they're doing in terms of development, offense, spreads, you know, guys coming in ready to play, setting standards with the likes of, you know, players from yesteryear like the Julio Joneses and the Beckham Juniors and those type of players. It's gone into the Garrett Wilsons. It's gone into the Olaves, into the Justin Jeffersons. It's gone into the Jamar Chases. The thing is that every single one of these wide receivers is so spectacular. Route running, feet, hands, speed, you know, everything you can imagine. One-on-one balls, physicality, versatility. It's just all these guys come in and it's like, bang, you know, they're ready to play. So there is no more like fourth or fifth wide receiver, like, oh, we're, you know, maybe we'll give you another year or two. No, no. It's plug in right away with a lot of these guys. And I think the same can be said for corners. And, you know, you look at a guy like Kyrie Elam for Buffalo, who's been a first round bust so far, still a little bit of time on him, but not much left for him. You know, here's a guy who really, really, really was a press man corner at Florida. He was taken by the Bills. Bills play a lot of zone. I couldn't figure out why they took him. If you're going to draft a corner, draft him particular to your system. I thought that was a absolute buffoon move by Brandon Bean, and he doesn't really miss often, but so far Kyrie Elam has been a miss. These guys, the first four or five or so, are just unbelievable football players. And when you get, you know, when you get Cooper DeJean from Iowa, you're getting a guy in any system. You know, Cooper DeJean would work with the Bills because, you know, he can play him at strong safety, he can play zone, he can do anything you want. But that's not what Kyrie Elam did, right? I mean, if it's specific to press man corner and all the rest, then you draft him exactly for that. But there is a little bit of versatility with the corner room. There's a ton of depth. All these guys at the top have complete skill sets to really help teams. They can bat balls out of the air with the jump ball skills, long, lean, ball hawk, speed, closing speed. They have the ability to return the ball to the house. I mean, it is a tremendous corner class. I really like it a lot. Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, Terrion Arnold from Alabama, Nate Wiggins from Clemson, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, leading the way as the top four. And then you've got all these other guys who really bring, you know, similar skill sets to those guys to the table. But it's a very deep draft. I mean, if you're in the third, fourth, fifth round, sixth round, you can still get a really solid depth corner play him as well at special teams, grow him in the right system. If you've got a big-time defense like a Baltimore and you're looking for some kind of value in the sixth round and you might be able to get a Kyree Jackson, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, if you're looking for some big-time corner help in Atlanta, you can get a big-time player in the fourth round with this group. You really can. So that's the cornerback room for the NFL draft. Looking forward to seeing where all these guys go. I'm Mike Lindsley. This is the ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a thank you to Camillus Golf Club, Brian Conboy of MassMutual New York State, and our great friends over at Liverpool Physical Therapy. Make sure you go with Liverpool Physical Therapy for that post-op surgery, that PT that you need, whether it's back, shoulder, knees, anything else, or if you have a simple injury or some daily pain anywhere, they can help you out with that as well. Liverpool Physical Therapy is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Old Liverpool Road, if you're in and around Central New York. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation and losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.